谢谢主席。Loss 的定义和特征非常重要。这是后续其他讨论，包括采取措施的基础和前提。本周我们围绕此议题，在主席的引导下进行了深入的交流。在主呃增进了各方的认识，也启发了思考。但 loss 的内涵很复杂，各方理解的范围也存在较大的差异。首先，我们想谈以下几点：讨论定义和特征，应当采取审慎和严肃的态度。进行充分的讨论，不应当把本该纳入范围的武器系统排除在外。或者把不该纳入的武器系统涵盖在定义范围当中。比如有些代表团提出，不应当把遥控和自动化武器纳入到 LOS 当中。主席先生，我想下面用英文来做我后面的这个表达。As I said, the discussion on the definition and characteristics should be conducted in a prudent and serious manner. And just like if we rush out a definition, such as, for example, a working definition or a vague understanding, but without making clear what this definition will be used for, we may have to go back and repeatedly discuss this issue when we discuss specific measures in the future. So we should avoid this situation. And our delegation suggests that we first clarify what is the purpose of our discussion on the definition. So I noticed that some delegations are discussing the definition of laws that should be linked to both prohibition and regulation measures in the future, while other delegations believe that this definition is to be included in future international legally binding instrument, which will focus on prohibition. In these two cases, the scope of weapon systems to be covered is quite different. So our delegation suggests that we can clarify the scope of application or the objective of the definition under discussion. For example, we can add the following statement at the beginning of the text, like without predicting any measure options, the definition and characteristic of laws are as follow. Or laws that should be prohibited should have the following characteristics. And we welcome other suggestions on this statement. And our delegation believes that laws that should be banned should have the following characteristics. Firstly, lethality, meaning sufficient lethal payload and means. Secondly, full autonomy. Thirdly, impossibility for termination. Fourthly, indiscriminate killing capabilities. And fifthly, evolution capabilities, meaning that the weapon system can learn and self-update autonomously, expand its functions and capabilities in a degree exceeding human expectations. We think that autonomous weapon systems with all of the five characteristics clearly have anti-human characteristics and significant humanitarian risk. The international community should consider working to reach a legally binding instrument to prohibit such weapon systems. In addition, considering that technologies related to laws are still in rapid development, when discussing the definition, we should take into account the future technological development. Our delegation suggests that we could add the following statement at the end of the text, that the above description does not affect high contracting parties' future understanding and improvement of the definition when formulating the international instrument. I would like to emphasize that there are multiple ways and perspectives to give a definition. Some delegations define laws from the perspective of kill chain, while others suggest to do it from the perspective of functions or operational effects. Our delegation is open to different options, but we believe that we should clarify that laws does not include automatic weapons or remote control weapons in order to scientifically and accurately define laws and to promote substance progress in the GGE process. Thank you, Chair.